on this day, which for about 1,000 years has been known among English Catholics especially as All Hallows' Eve, from whence comes all the other stuff, which is not necessarily connected to us, but it is a Catholic holiday, a holy day. The Eve of All Saints, which is tomorrow, not today. We also celebrate, of course, the particular saints that fall on this day. And since we can, we do. And the saint whose Mass we're celebrating is one that may put a smile on your face, but he is a real saint, a very great saint. Saint Wolfgang of Ratisbon, or Regensburg. Saint Wolfgang, who lived mostly in the 10th century, like all the saints that we see oftentimes, flocked with other saints. All of his friends are saints, canonized saints, bishops and abbots and so forth. And so it was not a surprise that he was, first of all, put in charge of the school of theology in the Archdiocese of Würzburg in Germany, to which I have been many, many times, one of the most beautiful palaces of the bishop there, and many, many churches dedicated to Our Lady and Our Lord. And then the Diocese of Regensburg, which in French is known as Ratisbonne, became open. And so he was commended to become the Bishop of Regensburg. There, he did much to do with to clean up the mess. Everywhere, all the time, there's a mess. And saints are the ones who clean up the mess. They are the housekeepers of God. And so he opened monasteries, a seminary, all kinds of things. And he taught theology as well, even though he was the bishop. In the meantime, he also had a very high spiritual life. So much so, and this may have something to do with the secular degradation of today's feast of All Hallows' Eve. One of the things for which he is known is that he and the devil were always fighting. And one day he made a bet with the devil. And he said, I'm going to do this, and you can do whatever you want to, but if you lose, you are going to build me a church. And guess what? The devil lost, and he built St. Wolfgang a church. Now imagine that the devil has built a church. I don't know what church it is. I wish I did, because I've been to Regensburg many times, but I didn't know what church it was. But in the meantime, the cathedral is very, very wonderful. It was also a place where Cardinal Ratzinger, later Pope Benedict XVI, had a lot to do with that cathedral, and others besides. In the meantime, he was asked by the Pope to be a missionary while still being Bishop of Regensburg. And one of the things he did was that he proclaimed the gospel to Pannonia, which is Hungary, modern-day Hungary. And he gave some of his diocese also to the city of Prague in the Bohemian kingdom, which, of course, is the Czech Republic today. He didn't, you know, a lot of bishops, they wanted more and more territory and more money. They still do, but that's just the way it is, human nature. Bishops are human, after all. But instead, he said, well, I want to give this to you so that you can form a proper diocese. And of course, to this day, the Archdiocese of Prague in the modern-day Republic, the Czech Republic, honors St. Wolfgang on this day. And one of my godchildren is also named Wolfgang, so I'm also very partial to St. Wolfgang. So please pray for him. Little, it's only three, I think, now. Otto Wolfgang von Habsburg. He is one of my godchildren. In the meantime, we prepare for the great feast of tomorrow, and we will have Mass in the evening at 6 p.m. That's it. I can't do any more. And the same thing on All Hallows Day, Saturday. We will have All Souls Day in the morning, a low Mass. Tomorrow night will be a high Mass. Saturday is All Souls Day, All Hallows Day. We will have a low Mass with, since it's First Friday, First Saturday, also Novena to Our Lady of Fatima and Benediction. And of course, these days for us are filled with indulgences. And so, unless you're a Lutheran, then you believe in indulgences as part of the Catholic faith, without which you cannot go to heaven. Also, I remind you, beginning with Saturday for at least 8 days, if you go to a cemetery and pray at the tombs of the dead, you can gain a plenary indulgence for the souls of the dead every single day. Not for yourself, but for the souls of the dead. I usually go every day of November. Most of the times I take Zanky Dog with me, and she prays too. She's a very holy dog. Her middle name is Pilar, a lady of the pillar. So she's a holy dog. So tomorrow we celebrate All Saints. Saturday we celebrate All Souls. And so we pray for all of them, and we ask them to pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I pray to